the life of him. That came from the mud, but he turned up and figured it out. Was just selling dope to them folks trying to keep me afloat. Had a roll trying to give me a house. This street got ugly, I ain't had no money, but I was determined to get the fuck out. I was weighing down bags with the safe and the cash. Came up now, it's quarters, three ones an hour. But I had good dope and peered up, make them bounce. Where you get this shit from? Somewhere deep in the south. Big and shag with the slugs in this map, but I don't even much talk.
You know what? The Rolling with Jeter, Joel, and Butchie show. What's goody, everybody? How's everybody doing today? As you know, I got my co-host, that man over there, whatever his name wants to be today, whatever he wants to call himself. And then I got Butchie and Hoodie over here. Got these two with me. Yeah, you know how it goes. Yeah, good. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Gotta make sure my hair's perfect, boys. Gotta make sure my hair's perfect.
Listen, y'all both doing it for me, though. You know what I mean? That's what we're doing out here.
I even went a step further and put my earrings back in.
Oh, shit. Like your hair's got spiffy on you.
I mean, I would date myself.
You got it. All right, so we're going to get this thing started. Butchie, I'm going to let you go first today. We're going to start you off with your topic today. Whatever topic you want to kick it off with, let's kick it off with.
Let's talk about this mess up in the SEC.
Ooh.
Holy crap.
Ooh. You got, bro.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, so all I got to say is thank you, Florida. You've had a shitty year, but thank you for taking LSU out. We don't care about LSU.
My quarterback came from there. Thank you. My quarterback came from there.
So here's the best part. So really, if all teams went out, because Georgia's not playing anybody in the SEC for the next 2 weeks, they have like UMass and like Georgia Tech has a rivalry game, of course.
Forgive me if I'm wrong, but did you say that Georgia was going to lose last week?
Yeah.
I did too.
I'll take that L.
Yeah, I thought for sure Tennessee was going to play a lot better than what they did.
They came out strong, and then all of a sudden Georgia found out what they were going to do.
Yeah, they found out real fast.
Carson Beck decided he actually wanted to show up. I guess they threatened to take away his Lambo or something. So
they wanted to kick Ray because of Carson Beck, because he's like, yo, this guy's going to run in for three, I promise. So I was like, all right, cool, put him in a parlay. It was under like 260. Bro, the man had it in the third quarter. I was like, yeah, good. Glad I stuck to this bet. Yeah. Thanks, Ray. Appreciate that one, bro.
So here's the thing. So everybody's like flipping out. Everybody's like, oh, it's going to be Alabama. If Alabama wins out their next two games, which is they have Auburn as the rivalry game. It's the Iron Bowl, they call it. And then I can't remember who the other team. I think it's like Arkansas or something like that. So they'll go 6-2 in the conference. And then you have Georgia. They aren't playing nobody, so they're 6-2. I mean, Texas is staying number one. I mean, Texas is showed out no matter what. So I mean, really, in all, after you put everything together, there's going to be like three teams with 6-2 if they went out. Texas A&M, Texas. Georgia, so four teams. Well, okay, forget Texas. Thank you, buddy.
So what's the primetime game this weekend, Butchie?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
What do you mean you don't know?
Primetime and
I've been busy all week. I haven't really been busy.
No, I feel you. I don't know what the primetime game is this weekend in the NFL either. But I
do. Well, primetime game in NFL, I believe.
That does look good.
That does look good. For a type 1 diabetic, I would eat that, but I would die.
I don't even remember. I had it.
The miss is back here laughing, but she wouldn't let that happen.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
She would give you soy milk.
Sometimes that shit can be worse.
Yeah, yeah, for real.
I already know.
It did look fire, though.
It did look fire. I mean, you should have had that chicken wrap we had. That shit was fire.
Yo, my guy Darren said he hit every parlay last night.
Man, we need to get with Darren then.
Bro, no, because he goes through these bullshit hits as I do. Bro, I just can't see it. Great, bro.
I honestly think the primetime game this weekend, actually, I can already tell you the primetime game next weekend is going to be Texas and Texas A&M.
Okay.
That was the primetime game. Actually, the primetime game for this weekend, Indiana, give it up to him. First time.
Shout out to Indy, bro. I told y'all last week, bro.
Indiana, Ohio State. And Ohio State centers out.
Let's go, Indy. We in here this week. I'm going for Indy this week. It's an upset, correct?
It'll be an upset.
If they beat Ohio State, I'm calling for Indy to win this weekend.
First time in almost four decades.
Let's go, baby. Ohio State. Let's go, Indy. We need it, bro.
Let's go, Bloomington. It's Bloomington, baby.
Prime time game.
So needless to say, that to me
is Alabama at Oklahoma.
Where?
Alabama at Oklahoma. That's the prime time game.
No, they play UMass, don't they?
Mm-mm. This Saturday? No.
Yeah. Sorry, that's Georgia play UMass. Yeah. So yeah. I don't think that's gonna be a prime time game.
Yeah, it's the 8 o'clock game. It's the 8 o'clock game. Mm-hmm.
They chose. See, that's ABC. The thing. That's the thing because Indiana and Ohio State play at like noon or 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah. The two main games.
Indiana would be there either.
Well, it's three technical primetime games tomorrow, and they all are at 7:30. It's Alabama, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, and Auburn, and then Ohio, Iowa State, and Utah. Those are the three primetime.
Utah's been playing really good, bro.
But Iowa State has too.
Oh yeah, I didn't pay attention to why Iowa State.
Mm-hmm. Iowa State's been playing some really good ball this year. They just didn't have a good strength of schedule, so their schedule was a little low rated. So it took them a little while to bounce into the actual top 25. But
did you guys see? Did you guys
see? Who's ranked number one right now? Oregon?
Oregon, duh. We're not going off. We're not getting off the high horse, buddy. Ain't nobody about to beat us the rest of the year. It's not happening. And if we did get beat,
baby, we have fast ass offense.
And if we do get beat, there's somebody that want to slow us all the way the fuck down. But it's not happening. Can't nobody keep up with us this year, bro. So, nah, we good. We locked in. We going to this natty. Like, we going to get this natty with Dylan.
Here's the thing. Here's the best part. So, they're saying whoever loses the SEC championship game, they're out. They're already saying that. They're out. That is dumb as hell in my eye. Who is that?
Y'all are in the top 10. So, how y'all going to make that happen? Because every damn SEC team is literally in the top 10 right now. So, one loss from any of them, they're all going to plummet. And so, it's like, how are you going to be in it then? Because you got 12 teams. That's it. It's not 15. It's not 18. It's not 32. It's not 64 like college basketball. You got 12. And they stop it at 12.
They want to make it like college basketball. They want to take out. They're saying they want to take out that. They want to take out the championship.
See, they got it this year as a bracket. They started the bracket. So it's the four main teams that went out, basically. Right. So you got ACC, what, Big 12 or Big 10?
ACC, Big 12, Pac.
SEC,
Pac,
and then Pac. Big 10. Or no, not Pac anymore because the Pac 12 been damn near disbanded. It's one of them teams. But you got those four. Whoever wins the conference out of those four go 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody else falls in line after that. So if Ohio State loses,
God, let that happen. Else. Let that happen.
Alabama
Take
loses.
Take that crybaby ass Ryan Day out. I can't stand him. He's the one that got Jim Harbaugh in trouble.
But yeah, he was because he was for
the
cheeseburger
scandal. The cheeseburger incident.
The what?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take that's why.
What up, bro?
Put me up on game. What do you mean?
So Ryan Harbaugh last year wasn't it last year or year before?
He got beat by Michigan. What, 3 years in a row?
3 years straight.
3 years in a row, and I know what happened. I know what happened. They came up to him and said, "This is speculation, but how ironic!" I'm gonna switch it and go back. So how ironic is it that Ryan Day's cousin,
I'm trying to understand too, bro. Go ahead.
Ryan Day's cousin worked for Michigan. Can someone tell me that?
Yeah, he slipped his cousin in there somehow.
Yeah, Ryan Day was associated with who?
His Ryan cousin Day? worked for Michigan.
University of
Michigan football.
No. Okay, you see, you guys are confusing me. So Jim Harbaugh, coach of Michigan.
Yes.
Ryan Day is
Ohio State.
State coach.
Okay, then what happened?
His cousin Ryan Day's cousin was working for Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What happened from there?
That's when everything went. That's when the whole Jim Harbaugh incident happened.
And I don't know what happened.
Oh,
with
he
Jim
don't
Harbaugh.
Really know.
Yeah.
So basically, what happened was he was basically labeled for sign stealing, and he was labeled for corruption within the NIL.
Yeah.
So And the only way that can happen, some
documentary on Netflix.
I think they did a third. I think they about to either do a Netflix documentary or a 30.
They've already done it.
I about to say it's one of them.
It's on Netflix, right?
I think it is.
I got peeped that shit.
What happened was they tried to say that he was sign stealing signs from Ohio State and every other team. That's how he made his national championship run. Was he played these teams 2 years prior? And he figured out what signs they were going to be using on the field and all this other stuff. But also the recruiting aspect of it was Ryan O'Day was getting beat out in Ohio State for Michigan the last 3 years because Michigan's been putting it not only on paper but on the field. Ohio State's been they get the top prospects to come out every year, but their football club hasn't been always there.
Michigan. And how funny was it? How funny was it? Jim Harbaugh didn't need there to be that.
Nope. Damn sure didn't even need it. Didn't need nothing.
I fucking love that you're wearing that jersey right now.
Buddy. Oh, you love my Nike jersey?
Stud muffin, bro.
Wait till you see the next one. Wait till you see the next one. It's a unicorn. It's gonna be a unicorn shit in a rainbow.
So, did y'all catch the game yesterday?
No, I was too busy.
Football
game? Thursday night football game yesterday?
I watched parts, not the whole thing.
And I seen snowing, the end, and it pissed I'm not going to lie to
you. I've seen the part where it got good. That was it.
The snow, my G, it was sheets of snow coming down, right? Yo, it was wild to watch. I was like, yo, the field was green at halftime.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Guy, yo, you couldn't see the fucking field anymore.
That shit's crazy.
But, bro, so many parlay bets that I feel that I just go, that's going to happen. Like, George Pickens going to get a ton. Fucking, oh, God. David Njoku. If you didn't see my video about David Njoku yesterday, bro, a man had the ball.
Oh, the bread in the bread basket?
Bread in the basket, bro. Oh, I was sick.
That shit was sickening.
Bro, and
I was like, bro, he caught a 2-point conversion but couldn't fucking catch the tutty that was right there in his fucking pocket.
And he did like the most gymnastics catch ever to catch the shit, bro. I was like, bro, what the hell?
I mean, that's what they do, though. That's just what they do. They figure out ways to get catches that don't mean shit.
Yeah, so Steve, who I have him against in fantasy this week, he said he got 3 points out of Njoku. Najee Harris ain't do shit either. So. Either way, it's a wash right now, bro. So basically, we starting from zero. But yeah, I was.
All I got to say is I love Gardner, man. Gardner cracked me up. He goes, Ryan Day can't win the big game.
He never has. He ain't going to be able to. He can't put a team together and keep an offensive system that's going to actually fucking work. Every time he tries, he switches the system the next year.
Hey, I got questions. Noticed
Garrett Wilson to whenever they had Marvin Harrison Jr., was a whole fucking different system.
All I gotta say, you see that team right there?
I can't see
Notre Dame, baby.
Lean back.
Oh, Notre Dame.
There
okay,
you go. Notre Dame.
You see their jerseys? You see their jerseys for the Army game?
Oh no, I ain't peeping. They came out with the good ones. They came out with the all gold.
Shamrock.
But can I tell you about the game yesterday too? Forgive me for cutting that off, but yo,
no, go ahead.
They took Justin Fields and put him in the fourth quarter.
Can we not talk about that?
What do you mean, bro? This is why we're here. Because, yo, why are they taking Russell Wilson after they just won 3 games?
The Russell probably because he needs his own freaking suit.
That's my – yo, that shit looks fire. For me, if I
– you might have Joel into the goddamn comatose in a second.
Yeah, bro. Because – Mike Tomlin, right? This is the thing that I'm getting really tired of. Okay, I know the goal. It doesn't seem like the goal is to get to the Super Bowl. It seemed like the goal is to get to the playoffs. And
with the team he has, yes.
Come hell or high water, Mike Tomlin's going to make the playoffs.
And he's going to find a way.
He ain't going to miss. But my issue is, bro, is that what the Steelers should be striving for? Or should they be – why are we not – like, it doesn't seem like a pressing issue – to try to win big games. You know what I mean? Like,
it
doesn't come off that way, bro.
He's
just not – to me, it seems like Tomlin's not trying to have a losing season. So let me ask you this. You think it's time for them to just say, let's start over? Or do we pick a quarterback already and go?
Go with Fields, baby.
I say go with Fields. You didn't trade for him for no reason.
Yeah.
He's shown spurts that he can win games with y'all. He just needed a system that really could cater to him and not just throw him on the field.
You know the best thing about Fields is? I'm not tired, coach.
Yeah. Somebody said, yeah, Fields is no Nicks.
He's good. I was about to say Bo Nix. I mean, I watched him at Oregon, so I knew what he could do. It's just him and Sean Payton, boy. This on the sideline for real.
I watched him in Auburn.
Boxed up. What's goody, my guy? How you been? But yeah, I was about to say Bo was nice at Auburn, and then he went to Oregon, and it was just like, okay, Oregon opened up that pro offense for him even more, and it was just like
the problem with Auburn is he wasn't ready for that SEC. He wasn't ready for that SEC.
He was right for transferring out. It was a smart play for his draft stock, honestly.
For the Broncos, I tell you one fucking problem that team has. The lack of run game is going to bite them in the ass.
Yes.
Because, do you know Javonte Williams' lines has been like 35 to 45 yards?
Mm-hmm.
How terrible that is for a running back?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's because
they don't have nothing dynamic to their offense enough their running game opens up.
Who's the other running back that's with them?
Shit, I don't know. Only person I knew was Javonte.
Oh,
if Seawall's in there, ask Seawall because Seawall's not on my side.
Robinson, isn't it?
For Robinson.
David Robinson or something shit like that? Or
Estime. So
okay, I knew somebody would know.
Like when your quarterback is the constantly getting you more yards than your running backs, bro, that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
Justin Fields, Chicago, 2 years ago.
Love you, Michelle.
I mean, you gotta think about it too with what's his name? Josh Allen. He kind of running back either. And Zach Moss is went down with a neck injury, so you definitely don't have no running back, bro.
Josh Allen's rushing this week, my G.
Yeah, he let you down on that one, didn't he? Or did he go over it?
Susie, oh my God, I love you so much. I don't know. I didn't check that last week, but all right. I don't know, bro. So now that the Chiefs lost.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, not to toot my own horn, but beep, beep, G called it. I said it. If they lose to anybody, it was going to be the Bills first. I said it on this very podcast, too. Go watch the episode one.
Spotify.
We out here.
I will tell you, I just...
You didn't see it coming?
I did, because I feel like they get so many calls thrown their way.
I mean, he's got Mahomes' number in the regular season, though. I will give him that. I don't know what it is about the regular season, but...
Let's talk about how trash Kelce has become.
Well, bro, Kelce, it's like...
Kelce, by the time, is catching his ass.
Bro. Oh, no, my God.
He's with Taylor Swift, who needs to eat like 4 double cheeseburgers to gain some thighs.
Yo, give her some of that shake that you got, bro.
I'll share my fat asses with her. I don't care.
I knew that shake was coming. I knew it.
You want to take some of mine? It ain't going to help your ass situation.
Listen, bro.
You have no ass, Taylor.
You know how sick I was to watch Tyson Hill score 4 fucking touchdowns and then watch Kelce go basically goose egg?
Bro, that's what he's done to me. He's done that to me all year in my freaking fantasy league.
Bro.
I'm about to say Joe knows firsthand. He's got them too.
I got both of them.
Both they sick asses.
Lamar Jackson helped me out a lot.
Bro.
Alvin Kamara. I'ma
just say this too. Shout out to Jameis Winston, bro. Yo, I'ma give my kudos to Jameis Winston. He's already to me player of the week, bro. Cause yo. He balled his ass out, especially with the elements that he was dealing with yesterday.
Yeah, he said that motherfucker. He said he loved it too.
He said that
felt like a game for real.
Yeah, bro.
I was like,
he said,
give me the ball.
I'm going to go help y'all win this shit right now, bro.
Give me the ball, coach.
He was
like
licking fingers and all that.
The fridge, baby. The fridge. Coach said, give me the ball.
I need it all. I need it all.
All right.
Well, go ahead. Give it to me, Mr. Seahawks Lawson.
Yeah, all listen, your way to bro. Listen, Linda. Okay? I'm going to put this out there, all right? My team is not looking good right now. And yo, listen, I'm going to get to the Packers. Oh, I can start with the Packers. Let me talk about the Seahawks first, okay? The last two drives of the game, Nick Bosa was out. We looked wild regular. Yeah, he hurt his hip in two plays. He did like a real weird move. And from that point, we looked lost. Bro, and when I tell you lost, we look like we didn't know what the fuck we are. Listen, Brandon, I know you don't got to tell me. I get it. So,
I thought out there looking regular, degular.
So, because I thought Josh Dobbs was our backup, it's not. It's Brandon Allen. Yo, Josh Dobbs is out for the season. I didn't know that.
When did this happen?
Who knows? I don't know. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, that's who I was looking forward to. And then they go, Brandon Allen is starting this week. And we ain't got Nick Bosa. Yo, the Packers are supposed to win this week. But don't let us beat the Packers. I'm going to tell y'all. You got the whole thing with the neck and the thing. Don't let us beat the Packers with Brandon Allen. Because I'm going to tell y'all right now, Christian McCaffrey might go nuts this week. And George Kittle was like, I'm playing this week.
Yeah, because he had a hamstring injury or something like that, didn't he?
The Bears have a chance in 2 weeks?
Listen, bro, I don't know. We look wild hurt. Like, we look like we're one big walking IR right now.
And I was like, y'all are what, 5-5 now?
5-5. And we still only one game back in the division. So,
that's crazy. Y'all ain't last, but y'all are like one game away. That's the wild part about that.
That part. So,
that's crazy.
We just got to get healthy enough to get through the playoffs if we get there. So, I'm at my 50-50 with my team right now because Debo really ain't doing shit right now. When the fuck are you going to step up?
I benched him this week because he ain't did shit. I ain't gonna lie. Bro,
like, Pearsall, where the fuck were you last week?
Now to his credit, Purdy normally finds Pearsall, but that I don't know what it was about. Bro, Seattle secondary. He couldn't get loose. Yeah, he couldn't shake it. I watched some of y'all highlight. He was trying. Hey, they was on him, and I don't know why, but I guess that bullet catching up to him just a little bit. I don't know.
But we gonna find out what Brandon Allen is made of. I don't know who Brandon Allen is, but I hope he gives me something to work with.
Do some research.
Like, I feel like maybe if we have a new quarterback playing, that we might get some reinvigoration on the team because yo, my team looks lazy. My team don't look like they want to win right now.
Hunter said he's scared of the Packers on Thanksgiving.
Nobody Brandon wants. Allen. Let's see who he what is. Got, 32 years old. He played.
He's 32?
Mm-hmm. Yep, surely is.
What did he play for?
Let's see. I'm about to look it up now. He's played for the Broncos. He's played for you guys, and he's played for the Rams, the Bengals, and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, man, he played for every team in the NFL, bro.
And here's the kicker.
He's a fool.
He was a third string on all of the teams. That's why I was like, who?
Man.
Yeah, he's practice squad on every team, damn near.
It's like one of us are going to be playing quarterback for the Niners on Sunday.
Sounds like it.
Yep. Put me in,
looks
coach.
Like I'm not throwing the ball 15 yards down the field.
Put me in, coach. Don't call me heavy lefty. Heavy lefty, baby.
Oh, God. This is going to be gross.
Does anybody remember Heavy Lefty from Kentucky?
Mm-mm.
Cool. You don't remember the 400-pound left-handed quarterback from Kentucky?
Mm-mm. You're going to make me do some research later.
That guy.
Nah, I've never heard of that one. I don't know where I was. 400-pound
quarterback that could run like no other.
What school did he play for? Kentucky?
Kentucky.
Marcus
Russell could run like no other. Jared Lorenzi.
Lorenzo, or something like that.
Oh, okay. Now I know who you're talking about. Yeah, yes.
He went to Kentucky, then he went to the CFL because nobody in the NFL wanted.
Nobody in the field. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
he was too big.
Mm-hmm. And they said he can't play quarterback. They want to make him a lineman. I remember that shit. Yep.
Kind of like they wanted to make Tebow a freaking tight end.
Shit, they tried to make him a running back, a tight end, and a damn wide receiver. They tried to make his ass whatever the fuck they could put him on the field as. The
Giants for a little bit.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, that's what he
played for the Patriots also.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know that. I didn't know he actually got to the league. Hell yeah. Fuck it.
Listen, no burn. He ain't get no burn. That's basically
I mean, basically what we're saying is he ain't get no PT at all, but we know what's up.
Basically what he said is he ain't get no burn. That's what he said. I heard him when he said it, too.
Wait a minute, Gardner. Lorenzo played for the Giants?
That's what he said.
What?
That's crazy. I ain't know that. Man. Learn something new every day.
That guy,
I'm going to give a slight shout-out, Mr. One Anthony Richardson. I'm going to give one slight shout-out to Mr. AR this week. I'm going to give him that. How your Colts look last week, bro?
So, like I said on this podcast last week, I told y'all it was going to be a close game, a very close game. We won by the skin of our damn teeth. But I will give AR his credit. He ain't tap out this week. He said, nah, bruh. He said he going to tap that boy helmet when he go in there with that shoulder. That's what he said he was going to do. And I'm not mad at it because he actually played a really good game. Like I said, it was going to be a lot of RPO action, a lot of play action stuff to get him a little more comfortable again. And a lot of the reads that he had, they were on a dime. And I'm not mad at it because he showed the professionalism and said, I fucked up. Now I got to make it up. And he made it up. It would have come back in the last minute and 30 to go ahead and take that dub. And our defense kicked in with a sack at the end on Aaron Rodgers to go ahead and seal that dub. So I was proud.
Washed.
Yes, he looked super washed in that game, bro. He looked washed as shit.
Yo, I was like, whoa. Aaron Rodgers is so trash now, bro. It's crazy.
I'm telling you, he looks old. Like, he is starting to look old. And he really showed it against us. And I was just like, bro, you're not even getting the ball where you want to put the ball. Like, you're trying, but it ain't really getting there. I'm like, okay, yeah, it's about that time for you to go call it quits.
I'm making a prediction right now. Aaron Rodgers follows his daddy to the Vikings.
Nah, he's playing. He's running the organization in New York
right now. Yeah, he's not Brett Favre didn't have that much pull.
They firing everybody but
because
Aaron
of him. Yeah, they're firing people for him to stay.
Fire him too, bro.
Listen, I don't like his things. I don't like his thoughts. He looks at me funny.
It's gonna happen.
But I'm not mad at it. AR played a really, really good game. 272, two tutties. Running tutties, and I mean, he had an angry run in there, like they were saying, damn, good morning football. When he trucked Buddy, and I seen Buddy heads do one of these, I said, ooh, guys, and where your head go? I said, why you thought that was gonna be okay, bro?
What's up with Buddy's neck, bro?
That's exactly the way I was thinking, like, bro, what's up with your neck, bro? Because I know that shit probably stuck, like, and I mean, when he hit him, like, it was just one of those boom, and you just see his head, and it was just like, oh. Okay, I don't think I'm just gonna sit here because I don't think I can move. Like, I was like, okay, but I loved it. Yeah, it was like, but I loved it though because he got right back up. He didn't be like, okay, yeah, I'm hurt. Like, oh shit, I'm hurt. No, he got up, shook that shit off, and was like, all right, I'm about to go do another one. And he got in the end zone for the game winner.
The end of that shit, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he played his game. He played his game, and I ain't mad at it because it showed what he really. The ceiling that they're saying is so damn high. It's up there. Like, you've seen it. But did that motherfucker get so low? Oh, we got Detroit.
Mm. Oh, man.
Oh, that sucks. I'm sorry. Oh.
Now, the only plus side is we're at home. So they're not going to probably put up 150-some points on our asses.
Right
but
now.
I don't expect the dub. 31-14. I'm very realistic in my team. And
yo, if the Colts pull out a win against Detroit, bro, they might
have to like this.
31-14, Detroit.
If it happens, it's going to be all on the feet of AR and JT. Literally. If we somehow win, it's going to be a late defensive stop and an AR and JT combination.
Oh, God, help us all. We got my mom in here.
Oh, we got Mama Butch in here.
Hi, Mom. Shit.
Hi, Mom.
We're all in trouble now.
So,
go ahead.
I mean, listen, I hope the Colts get, I hope for your sake the Colts get a dub because somebody needs to humble these Lions.
That's these Lions what I want to see. Because they got people coming out the woodwork that don't even talk about the Lions, talking about the Lions.
Yo, I heard Dan Campbell scored last Sunday, bro.
You feel me? Like, come on now. Like, bro, like, what the, like, like, this shit's getting crazy. Like, I never seen so many Detroit Lions fans come out of the woodwork. Like,
600 yards of offense last week.
Two games.
Did anybody see what Mike Daniels
said? Last game? Year. Oh, God damn. Oh, God.
Did anybody see what Mike Daniels said? Mike Daniels told one of the guys in the booth. He goes. Was your favorite character growing up Eeyore? Because you're slow as shit. I fucking died laughing when I heard that.
Yo. Oh shit.
Yo, Goff. 4 touchdowns. Five interceptions.
I think about four or five interceptions.
Wow. Goff is 412, bro.
Wow.
That's fucking insane.
Shit, crazy.
I mean, listen, that's the way he should come back after that disaster. But
after that fucking 5 interception game, hell yeah.
And they still won both games.
And the crazy thing is the Texans had so many different opportunities to win that damn game, and they just did not capitalize. I'm like, bro, you got Jared Goff throwing 3 interceptions in 1 half. I'm like, hey, you still can't get this done? Like, it's... it's the NFL for you.
They called him the MVP.
Who?
Jared Goff.
That means I can play and throw 12 and throw
MVP. Bro, so what do you think? Let me bring my ass out there then.
So what do you think it is in Detroit then?
I think they are what are they, AFC or NFC?
NFC.
I think they're an NFC championship team, but until they get them mistakes together on that offensive side with Jared Goff and not all the way reading people, it's going to be like another preview of when he was on the Rams again when they went to the Super Bowl and got their asses cut.
But what do you think?
Let's talk about they get rid of Jared Goff. The Rams got rid of Jared Goff for Matt Stafford. Stafford, still the only Georgia quarterback to win a MVP, win a Super Bowl. They did that, and then boom, look at that. Now all of a sudden, Detroit wants to come to play.
I mean, that's how it goes, though. I mean, they always do that.
Spencer Bennett going to get an MVP?
Yeah, eventually.
He has to get over his alcohol problem. That's what he has to get over.
Oh, I mean, he's good now. He good. He went through the whole rehab situation and everything. They made him do that.
Stetson Bennett.
Their backup.
Alcohol problem?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all that damn partying he did for them all the damn national championships he won.
Man, right after the national championship game, he was going knocking on random doors.
He was getting drunk as hell, bro.
Trying to find his hotel room. Is this my hotel room?
Yeah, they said Stetson got drunk, bro. They said Stetson was lit, bro. They said he was lit.
Is this my hotel room?
Nah, dude, you laughing, but it's so serious, too. That's what he did. His teammates snitched on him. My mom can contest this.
Yeah, is this my shit?
My mom can contest this. We've been to some freaking bowling tournaments with some people that we bowled with. That it was a rough night for them Saturday night. Sunday, we had this tournament in Dayton, Ohio. All right, three guys that I consider my dads. It was just two bedroom, hotel. So low set had to sleep on the floor.
Oh shit!
we woke up and passed the room that morning. You got McDill's leg. You got McDill's leg over Schultz. Schultz has kicked the window open, kicked the curtain open, so he can see inside the hotel room.
Bro, I'm trying to shoot 850 that night. I ain't sleeping
on the floor, bro. They ain't getting me like that.
Hell no, I'm trying to whoop your ass, bro.
I'm being so drunk, can't find your way back to the hotel room.
Is this my hotel room?
That's happened. Showed up 15 minutes late, 15 minutes after practice. Because they had to get a cab. They couldn't find a rental car.
Be looking like this, going to the door.
If I get that bad in the tournament, just take me out.
Take me out immediately. I would be so useless. It'd be crazy. But yeah, I can't do this. This can't happen in life.
There's so many stories I could tell you guys from my childhood at bowling tournaments. You guys would die laughing. A dude falling asleep in his dinner. I mean,
what do you mean?
Like face like, down into his
so
dinner.
He was so tired. He fell asleep in his soup. They had to pull his head up.
I had a guy who smoked so much lettuce that like he would fall asleep between frames. We bowled on Friday nights.
That's kooky high.
Yo. But undisputed champ of smoking, bro.
Oh, yeah, he can hang with Snoop Dogg there.
Yeah, bro. Shout out to my guy Darian, because yo, undisputed champ, right? Between frames, he's falling asleep, bro. Almost broke the house record, bro. One ball in and one shoe in, he was whacking him that night. And I was on my team, and I was like, damn, bro, how you do that?
I need his lettuce.
I was like, yo, how you do that, bro? So, I mean, listen, man. I've seen some incredible shit while they were under the lettuce.
You got 49ers and Packers. Who you got, Butch, this week? I don't keep up with the Bears. So, you know, you going to talk about this shit today. Who y'all got this week?
Oh, it's going to happen.
Who y'all got? Yo, make me get on this computer.
Fuck. You ain't just gonna let my team catch it.
Ooh. Yeah, everybody gets strays around here.
I'm slow around here sometimes, boy. Hey.
Vikings.
I got the Vikings.
Oh, there's another loss for it. That's how confident I am in Chicago.
I think y'all can win that game if and only if Caleb Williams don't do Caleb Williams shit.
So 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, Caleb Williams and Justin Fields, what is it, week 10 or week 11, going to week 11? So go back to week 8 or week 8, week 7, shit. I don't know. It's been that long. No. Their stats were the exact same as the rookie year. So Caleb Williams, the stats were the exact same. So tell me how you're going to take a Heisman winner who the next year couldn't freaking even make the top 10 for a Heisman. And you want him as your quarterback? Give me Trubisky back. Give me Fields. I mean, shit. Better yet, give me Purdue. I'll take Purdue. And they're 1-10.
Not Purdue.
I'll take Purdue, and guess what? They got new jerseys. So how about that? Purdue gets new jerseys and still loses. Damn. That's like buying a brand new bowling ball and shooting 350. I mean, that's how I feel about it. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Caleb Williams is trash. Fuck Williams. Get rid of him in 2 years, 3 years. Please get rid of him. Because I'm done even looking at him. Number 13? What's that lucky 13 supposed to mean? I mean, you need to find a horseshoe and find a kick.
Oh, God. Because
the only thing you're going to have in your NFL career you're not going to have anything. The only thing you're going to be able to talk about in your career is that Heisman. And then you're going to have an asshole like that I am. Hey, but the next year you couldn't get the top 10 for Heisman, could you? Because you're dog shit. You're trash. Caleb Williams sucks. Yeah, I feel like I got a vein popping out somewhere.
Oh, God.
There's your Butchie rant. I said I had to get it out to you today, brother. Mm-hmm. I was going to get it. I had to get that one. That one, because you've been watching this bullshit. I ain't been watching it since we beat y'all. Like, literally, I haven't watched not a single Bears game.
That shit sounds so miserable.
What?
Cool Bears fan.
Man, I'm a Cubs fan also, so it's miserable for me.
Hey, look, watch this, though. Hey, Butchie.
Don't do it.
Go Cards, bitch.
he hates me.
Yeah, go Cards, motherfucker.
You'd have kept Fields and drafted Harrison.
Stay right there. I got something for your ass. I got something for your ass. Stay right there.
Make me get up. Hey, okay.
Man, I'm glad y'all got so much energy to walk to other places right now.
Look, I ain't all the way up there yet. I'm getting there, though. Where is it?
I'm going to fuck up my hair. I'm going to fuck up my hair.
You shouldn't be.
You want to play that game? You want to play? You want to play?
Hey, Daddy. The Reds?
Cubs, baby.
I can't see because of the camera. Oh, there you go.
There it is.
Is he searching?
My precious.
For something to wear, too.
My precious. Ooh. My precious.
Oh, so is this what we're saying is that we can't wait for baseball season to start again?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I don't want to be embarrassed anymore. I'm done being a Chicago fan. I'm more miserable. I'm more miserable than a Falcons fan 6 weeks into the season.
So you're going to tell me that your team is worse than his?
St. Louis is better than the Cubs.
Count our pennants, baby. We're up there. Yeah, kid right. Yeah.
One of my favorite players is Mike Timpson said both teams are bad.
This year. Yeah,
and Mike, who's your team? The Yankees?
Yo, Mike, who's your team, bro?
Probably the Yankees.
Yeah, we were trash this year. I'm not going to lie. We're wasting talent right now.
What do you guys think about Soto?
Oh, my God.
J-Red said the Cubs are trash. Talk your shit, J-Red.
Who said that?
J-Red said the Cubs are trash.
Dodgers are going to pick up Soto?
That's what they're saying, but the Yankees
is
are gonna match
like
that.
Allowed, like,
yeah, it is. As long as they got the money, hell yeah. As long as they can make the money.
Baseball needs a salary cap.
They have one. They have one. Yes. It's just very, very high. It's just very high. That's all. Yeah. They have one. It's just super fucking
America's
high.
Fast times.
Yeah, because they've been getting money for decades, over hundreds of years.
I'm not
so.
Even watching. I'm not watching football for the rest of the year. I'm not watching baseball next year. I'm going to go to the worst sport in the world. I'm going to watch fucking soccer.
How is that the worst?
That's not
the most popular sport in the world.
I'm about to say.
Soccer is pointless to me sometimes.
Why?
Going back and forth, kicking a ball. Do I want to do that?
The fuck, they're throwing a ball in football. They're playing basketball in the basket.
Yeah, but I'd rather watch
you know. Bowling, you fuck.
I like bowling.
They
I'm
like
strong.
Playing soccer.
I like bowling because I'm strong and I can knock down a fucking pin.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is you can knock down more than two-handed bowlers?
Oh, we're going to this right now?
Oh, is that what
we're
doing?
We're going to this right now?
That's right, bitch. Oh, we're going. Oh, we can go.
Let me get warmed up for this.
Hold on.
Let me give it. Hey, Mom. You might want to turn it off right now.
Mom, you might want to exit stage left right about now because this is about to get wicked.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I am partial to both.
Let me get it out first before you get off.
Enjoy the dog in him.
So we're gonna have a debate, everybody. We're gonna have a debate on one-handers versus two-handers. I obviously am the two-hander on this side. Jeter is in the middle. Because he don't use two hands, but he don't use no thumb. So he's two fingers, no thumb. And Butchie throws his whole heart and soul into his bowling. Okay? Because he seems to think that if I hit on it hard enough and put it in the lane early enough, that I'm going to be the greatest bowler of all time.
Now, I do not think that.
Now,
I am my worst critic.
Now you go. Hitting. You tell me why one-handed bowlers are better than two-handed bowlers.
Hold on. Hold on. I never said one-handed was better than two-handed.
What do you mean? You said that the other day. You were like, one-handed bowlers are way better than two-handed bowlers.
When did I say that?
I heard you. We were talking. I heard you.
Sir. Is that little that good?
So in the comments, because Butchie don't want to argue with me.
No, I'll argue with it, but here's the thing.
I want an argument.
No, you haven't won shit yet.
What do you mean? You bitched out.
Okay, bet.
All right, y'all good. Bet, bitch, let's go. Bet. All right, so why are one-handed bowlers better than two-handed bowlers?
You want to know the real goddamn reason why?
Tell me.
Because we got EJ Tackett, bitch.
Oh, bullshit. That's so? No? I don't care if you got EJ Tackett, so what? And?
You got Belmo?
I got Belmo. I got Simo. Hold up.
I got a legend. I got Brad.
I got Miller, baby.
I got BD.
You got Mike Miller.
Brad Daughter.
I got BD, baby. No thumb.
King Mike Miller. Mike Miller. King of
it. I got BD, baby.
You got Mike Miller.
I got BD. You know, I like BD better. BD was the reason why I got into that no thumb shit.
BD so, who?
Brad Daugherty.
Brian Daugherty? I mean, are you talking about Tom
Daugherty? Tom Daugherty.
Tom Daugherty. Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Mike Miller.
His lettuce is kicking in too, bro.
Yeah, good. I need it.
Mike Miller was way before Tom. Hey.
Well, I mean, I didn't watch Mike Miller. Though. I got a question for you.
Mike Miller shot 300 on TV. What is Tom Daugherty's accomplishment? Shooting 100?
Yeah, no, he's got a TV title.
I know, but he also has the lowest game on TV.
Yeah, but he also made it to TV.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, he lost on TV.
Boom.
Anything else?
and that's why I'm the hybrid out of
the
group.
So you're not going to sit here and tell me, okay, so who's the best one-handed bowler ever in your opinion?
In my opinion,
you're the one-handed bowler, aren't you?
Everybody comment on every side.
That's awesome.
Best one-handed bowler of all time and best two-handed bowler of all time.
Yeah, who do y'all feel like the one best one-handed?
I'll tell you the best. Okay, I'm gonna give you my one and two for one-handed.
Go ahead.
One and two. Earl Anthony, because he is the GOAT. For how late he came in, 100 years ago. I mean, shit, 100 years is 100 years. 20 bucks is 20 bucks.
You talking about...
Well, you got somebody in the green room.
You talking about right now. We ain't talking about Earl right now, bro.
You got a, you
I'll
got
even let you get Walter.
I don't want Walter.
You got an agreeer.
Because Walter's two-handed now.
One of my comments said Earl Anthony one-handed and Belmo two.
Yeah, right. But I think I want to give it to, like... Listen, I get it.
Anthony and Simo. Simo is the most versatile bowler out there.
I agree.
He can throw it back up. He could throw it. He can do whatever he wants. And I like. I mean, Simo is one of the best.
I saw him lap the U.S. Open last year.
Oh, dude!
But he didn't win it. He went fucking bananas. Watching him.
Yeah, he went crazy.
That's what I'm gonna do this year.
Okay, so Patrick said EJ Tackett now, and then if you're gonna go now,
I think.
He said that based off now's times. That's what he's saying.
No.
If you're going to go in this generation. Best or one-handed decade.
In this generation? Best one-handed?
Yeah, he said EJ Tackett.
I have to give it EJ Tackett.
I low-key would, too. Low-key. I mean.
Who's the second?
Best one-handed? Best?
Or the two-hander?
Who's the second best one-hander in the world right now?
Right now?
Bill O'Neill.
I mean. He said Marshall Kent.
No, Bill O'Neill.
I'd probably say Simo just because how versatile his ass is, honestly.
Bill O'Neill, in my eyes, is number two best one-handed.
I like Simo at two, honestly.
I like
everybody him. Keeps saying Tackett. Okay, who's the second best bowler? Best.
Yeah, we asked the Bill O'Neill. Best.
We heard you, Butchie. I'm trying to see.
Yeah, we got two comments. We're talking about two. We talking about comments
because.
Patrick said maybe O'Neill as well, too.
Have we really come to this point where we ain't got a top five of fucking one-handers?
Mm-hmm. Top five one-handers? Marshall Kent, or EJ Tackett, Marshall Kent, Bill O'Neill. Even though with back injury, Sean Rash. Take that in your bottle, bitch. And...
This is embarrassing.
Don Barrett or
Sam Cooley?
Yeah, Sam Cooley.
Fuck. I can't think of anybody but
Matt Ogle. I was about to say Matt Ogle could be down in there sometimes.
He's two-handed.
Oh, yeah, that is. He is two-handed. That's true. Yeah, right about that.
How come nobody's commenting?
Because they're all scared.
No, it's not that they just can't think of anybody.
I don't think, and that's the thing. I don't think a lot of people are watching the PBA anymore.
That's true too.
Look, Patrick said he's thinking.
Okay, so everybody in the comments, Why are you guys not watching the PBA? Genuinely curious because, yo, I'm going to tell y'all right now, the reason why I don't watch it is because I'm tired of watching the fucking word that's going to get everybody on the list when they show up in my shop. Tired of watching the same thing over and over. I don't want to see you throw a fucking purple hammer. I don't want to see you throw a pitch black. No, I don't want to see you do that shit.
That's not fucking bowling.
That's not fun to watch.
Yeah. I want to see them watch on the fucking gutter cap.
What network?
The gutter cap.
What network do you watch them on? Fox Sports?
Fox Sports.
You got to have a package TV.
Yeah, I actually got Bowl TV. I got it on the Fire Stick.
You got Bowl TV on the Fire Stick?
Yeah, bro. From the same dude, too, bro. Yeah, you better get him.
Even if you can't watch it, even if you can't watch it the day of, if you can't watch it the day of, you can still watch. You can still watch it on YouTube. Everybody's fucking doing YouTube. You can still watch it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. You dead ass can. You can watch it on YouTube.
If I can make time to fight it on YouTube, I might watch it.
Wes Malott. Wes Malott. He just retired.
Yeah, I'm about to say he just retired. Yeah. That's the reason why I didn't say him.
No shade to he's one of the greats. I'll give him that. But he can't do it no more.
Mm-mm.
Give me a fucking one-hander that's doing it.
Can't find that. Everybody
this is wild. This is wild in the game because that's all the game was. Mm-hmm. Now look where the game is.
Damn near two-handed the whole way.
I can't, and bring it up. Bring it up.
No
bring
thumb
it up.
Somehow.
Bring it up. Talking about the topic of, you know, your thing. I know we hate it. Here's the thing. And I hate it too. Don't whoever said Tang, take yourself out of the thing. Cause Darren is not better than Mikey. Mikey is 10 times better than Darren, if you ask
me. I agree.
Darren has no hate. Darren Tang has no hate. I hate watching him bowl. He thinks everything. Okay, I'm gonna put myself on blast here. And I don't give a fuck who anybody says it. I'm trying to watch my cousin, but I don't give a fuck. You wanna know who Darren Tang reminds me of? You wanna know who Darren Tang reminds me of? Nick Garcia.
Who?
Nick Garcia.
Who's Nick Garcia?
No one knows who he is.
Oh.
Pew! Shots fired. Kapaya.
You know what the funny thing about that is? I hate watching Darren and Nick. I hate watching their channels. You want to know why? Oh, that was a bad ball. Oh, boom, strikes.
Are you talking about that shit. Brunsnick?
Someone said you mean Nate Garcia. Nate Garcia.
Who? I don't know who that is.
No one knows who he is. Hunter Pinder. Nate Garcia. Nate and Elise. You know that YouTube channel, Nate and Elise.
No, but I guess I have to check it out.
I really like y'all something else.
I have to check it out now because I don't even know who Nate Garcia
but
is.
As a bowler,
he's on the PBA.
Yeah. Oh, they run a channel together? They run a channel together.
Yeah.
She's on the tour, right?
They're married. No, they're both on the tour, apparently. She's on the PWPA tour, and he's on the... She sucks so bad that Storm wouldn't fucking re-sign her.
So what is making you so upset, bro?
I just can't stand these fucking bowlers like that. Like Garrett Tang.
I don't watch their content.
I'm sorry. But
you gotta put me up on what it is.
Okay, so here's the thing. Okay, so every time you hit the pocket, you're supposed to magically strike. If that was fucking true, let's put holographics. 7 of 10 pins are holographic now. Because I'm gonna tell you one thing: there's no way in hell you could every time you hit the pocket, you're supposed to strike. As much as I would love that, I'm sorry.
Are you saying that they post too much? They post too much content of them striking too much?
No, they post too much. Their content is when they hit the pocket, they didn't strike. Oh, well, that's a struck. And basically like that. You know
what I mean? But you don't get like that when you hit the pocket?
I mean, you see how many teams...
Come on, bro. Come on, Butch.
Not all the time.
I have been in a couple of... I have not, so
you got to put me up.
And... Butchie is one of those ones, if he knows that he is going to miss, even though it may have looked like it hit pocket, he knows exactly where he missed, and he just wouldn't say anything. Now, if he slams the fucking pocket, then you'll hear Butch go, "Ah, shit.
If I slam the pocket and leave the fastest blower 7-10 I've ever seen in my life, I'm gonna fucking, I wanna burn the goddamn bowl now.
Yeah, he's ready to shut the whole shit down. So I've seen it personally watching him. Yeah, no, he doesn't say it all the time, but there's some that it has been like that because you're like, yeah, that motherfucker should have been a strike. Everybody gets like that. But like Darren Tate's content and them, they do it way too fucking much. That's why
you know how they record, bro?
Yeah.
So I go to Nationals, right? I'm gonna tell you exactly what this dude does. It's kind of wild.
Someone said lies.
Yo, he said you don't get mad. Yo, I go to Nationals right in Vegas, and this is where Darren Tang lives, right? Bro, I shit you not. This man was bowling league. You would have thought it was the biggest production you've ever seen in your life. Yo, I have never seen more cameras, laptops, and flashing lights and recorders behind someone who is bowling a league. I was like, yo, am I doing something wrong here? Because I'm like, I don't have all this stuff behind me. But yo, this dude has so much shit behind him for league. And I go, but he has the biggest following. He has the biggest following in YouTube for bowling.
And if it wasn't because of his brother for telling him to post, to do the YouTube, Darren would have never done it.
Gid Rash said, I drilled on the tour truck for a year. Watching all those guys filming everything was something else. Yeah, Gid, like, I think if I did that, I would do it the same way I'm doing it now. Because, yo, I got a tripod and a phone. I don't need the extra.
You got the extra. Yeah, I don't need all that.
Yeah, bro, Jay, I'm a wrong uncut dude.
Nine pins, Joe.
Huh?
J-Rex told me to ask you about nine pins.
Schmucks. We call those schmucks.
Hey, Joel. Hey, off topic real quick. What are you doing end of March?
Yeah. So, yeah. Since we got 5 minutes left for this pod.
All I got to say, Biloxi, Mississippi, Double Diamond Invitational.
What the hell is that?
Tournament.
Big ass tournament in Mississippi. Tournament.
How far is Mississippi from here?
All you gotta say, you gotta do is fly to Atlanta. All you gotta say, you fly to Atlanta. I come pick you up at Hartsfield International. Jeter is already gonna be here. And we just drive.
How far is the drive?
6 hours.
Yo, you trying to get me to
it's the party. Yo, bro, it's the lettuce van.
How do you want me to drive? Bro, I'll meet you there.
It's the lettuce van.
It's the lettuce van.
Oh. We're gonna Wayne have said he's coming, we're and he's bringing Wayne? Lettuce. Who so, said Wayne. We got Wayne, too. Yeah.
Wayne coming.
Jackie already didn't confirm that he's going.
He's coming.
Jackie already didn't said it. She was there bowling with him. They're coming, bro.
Jackie ain't going to let him back out now.
Tentatively, okay. All right. Tentatively, I'll say okay. Yo, it's so long from now, bro.
I'm going to do a truffle shuffle, baby. I'm going to do a truffle shuffle. I'm not doing it because I know your ass. No, I'm not doing it.
Damn, I wish he would be there. Patrick said he would have made it, but he going to Nationals in March.
Yeah,
I'm going to talk to the lady who puts the tournament together. I'm going to ask her for a flyer. And because I talked to Big Jin about it last week, because I was like, hey, Big Jin, you ever bowled there? He's like, no, I never bowled there. Heard about it, always wanted to bowl. I was like, I bowled there. I mean, he's like, well, shit, set something up. Sorry, don't do that.
I mean, okay. What do you want me to say? All right.
I'd just be fun to hang out with everybody.
I feel you. I'll bring my shit.
I think it's like $15,000 to $20,000 on the line.
No, well, not that much.
That's what I've heard before. I think totaled out. I think between events, I think it's totaled out to be like close to that.
Yeah.
I'm staying on. We'll end the show just so we can end it. But
let me look it up real quick.
I say we got 3 minutos.
Yeah, so we'll go a little bit longer. We're trying to keep at a place of.
And the thing is, if you shoot 300 and 800, you get a shirt. So if you shoot 300, you get a shirt. If you shoot 800, you get a shirt.
From
this tournament.
Okay.
It's pretty
good. The Masters is in Mississippi this year, too. They moved it from Louisiana. I don't know what the Juno Masters is.
Juno or judo?
J-U-N-E-U Masters.
I never heard of that. What up, Cole? How you doing?
So here was the whole. Here was last year's payout. $198,000. $198,544 in prize fund money.
How many teams, Bo?
I was about to ask that.
858 teams.
So it's like national.
It's like a national.
They got open and ladies. So they got men and women.
Singles, doubles, and team, or just teams?
Singles, doubles, and team. All of it.
It's like a mini Masters.
Yeah.
I'm with it. Y'all with it.
If I could get, I mean, I don't know.
I just got to get a time off. But I mean, that'd be really it for me.
Because
ain't nothing going on for me in March right now that I know of. That's why I told Butch. I'll know at the beginning of the year when my schedule kicks what I'm be really doing. But March is usually pretty empty for me.
Y'all ain't got nothing coming up?
The only thing I have coming up is Flash Weekend, but that's literally about to be next weekend.
The only thing I have coming up is team rankings match in Norcross tomorrow. And guess who's leading off your singles, baby?
Yeah.
I'm the singles guy tomorrow.
So now that I have a chance to not be working and we can have a chance to talk, Mr. Fucking, I want to reach for the stars every time I throw the fucking ball. Okay. So the first thing I want you to focus on, because we're going to go to fucking corner right now.
I really don't. The thing is, I don't really reach that high.
That's what you think.
You.
Shit is up here, bro.
Yeah, but it's like, you put the ball in the middle of your stomach, you get around your stomach to get back around your stomach, instead of just maintaining it in the line of play that it should be in. It becomes a lot of, like, you try to overcompensate a lot to catch up a lot. Bro, if you just kept your swing straighter and you just got the ball into the swing rather than going up to round it off, you wouldn't or going up to pull it back, you wouldn't fall off of it as much as
what up, brother? How you been?
And your carry would be a billion times better. So how many steps you take?
Seven.
Why?
First Nationals was in Baton Rouge back in 05. Remember that Nationals?
You did tell me this.
Had two old schmucks. They fucking put on baby powder on their shoes. Because apparently they were sticking. I went up in practice, went to go slide with the ball.
Busted his ass.
And busted my ass.
But I would want to work with you on tempo, because even you taking seven steps, your first steps are very quick anyway. They're so fast. Yeah, like, but either way, like, they're not like that. They're faster than that. You just feel like they're slower. Bro, like, you need to allow your legs to catch up, because, like I said, bro, you can use as much power as you want as long as you're not trying to use it in the wrong place.
I'm always using it in the wrong place.
You got to just be patient with it in the first couple of steps, bro. But if I were working with you, I would cut that seven-step shit out.
I've been trying.
That motherfucker's gone. You're not taking seven steps because you're not allowing yourself to, like, I understand the pace is a little bit slower, but that's way too many steps. Yeah, like, I think it's taking that many steps is making you hoist it up to bring it back down.
But even with my five-step approach,
take it and catch it.
You can go back and look. Even with my five-step approach, it's still.
Yeah, because if you look at your left arm too, and you hear me talk about this all the time, just look at your left arm and which direction it's going when the ball is into the swing. It's already out of the way almost.
Hold on.
If you're getting that shit out, yeah, go ahead. Can you pull up your video up?
No. I don't know how to do that.
He could pull up a steal, but he's going to show you.
Oh. We clipping this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, bro. Yes.
I'm right at the 10:02.
Okay. Yes, he looks like Chris Farley in that jersey. I fucking love it. I fucking... He's that guy in a little coat right now, bro.
Oh, we're so good at that shit. Pussy,
yes! Look how he treats that thing. Kid's an ox! Man, look how he handles this shit, bro. Are you mirroring the video right now?
Yeah, pretty much. He's going to do his exact
shit. So you have the ball in your right hand right now?
Yeah. Damn, he's got to flip his camera.
That's okay.
He knows that. Yeah, just hit your hand. I'm the
man down by the river. I love that he's blowing on his thumb like he's actually going to go throw a fucking ball right now. Better clip this shit. I'm going to kick your ass if you don't.
No, I'm going to clip the shit out of this one.
All right, bro. So why don't you just take the ball out of your hand, bro? Why are you putting the ball in your hand? I'm gonna give Butchie a little mini lesson right now. Put the ball on the floor for me. Take that fucking corral thing out the way, bro. Like, I know you got babies and shit, all right? I'm gonna help you out right now, bro. I love this shit. Let's go, bro. We're gonna give Butchie a little mini lesson right now because he gotta get his life together. This is how we're going to end the show today. You're fucking so welcome.
You guys better love it.
You guys better like, share, go follow us on Spotify. What do they search on Spotify to find us?
Just type in the exact name that you see right here behind us.
W. Jeter featuring Joel and Butchie.
Yep, that's exactly how you find us.
All right, bro. So do you have the ball in your fucking hand again? For the love of God, put the thing on the floor. Jesus Christ. Butchie, face that way and walk. Put the fucking ball on the... Stand up. Yeah, that a boy. All right, there now hit the camera. All right? Now put your hands in your pockets. Right. Now, move up. Take your first step and then take your second step. Take it with your left first and then your right.
The bowler's in here. Learn. Listen and learn.
Slow, fast. See? You see how fast he comes out of the gate? That's, you should be at half the speed and half the step space.
But here's the thing. Here's the fucked up thing. I can still do a five step.
Okay, so do five steps then for me. Slow. Slow. So fast. No.
Too fast. It's too fast.
Bro, but see, everybody's seeing it, and I'm not trying to throw shade at Butchie. Bro, when you get to the top, you have no patience on the ball coming back down.
Nope, none.
Like, you just did that, and everybody saw you pull the ball down. Bro, you need to be able to be half the speed in the front and not even be that fast in the back, because I promise you, when you learn to wait on it and you allow it to get to the bottom of the swing, but naturally, bro, you're going to be able to throw it harder and hook it more than you've ever hooked it in your life.
But do I want to throw it harder, though?
Yes, but not the way you throw it harder.
That part.
You're throwing it faster. You're not throwing it harder. It's a big fucking difference. When you're throwing it fast, you're getting it through the spot. When you're trying to peg on it for everything it's worth because you're pulling it down too fast, you're making everything hook at your toe. So your motions look like shit when they're starting to hook in the front. Mm-hmm. But I promise you, if you just chill that out and you just relax that part and you allowed it to develop from the first two steps, yo, you would be wildly dangerous, big man. Because, yeah, like, you have to be able to control it in the front to delay your timing, because at the point of explosion in step four, you should be able to step on somebody's neck and have more rev rate than anybody on the pair. Just because of your size. Bro, I seen you throw a ball with all your muscle. Now imagine, and I love you, buddy. I do. But them legs are holding up a lot of body. So could you imagine if you actually used those when you threw a fucking bowling ball? Because you generate all the torque at the bottom of the swing. But when you get to the top, what do? You pull that son of a bitch down. Mm-hmm. And then what happens? You go, well, I can't get left. How the fuck can your big ass not get left with how much you hit it at the bottom? Because
my speed. Because my speed.
Because if it's happening as quickly as you're starting out, it's going to happen as quickly when it comes off your hand. Bro, be patient. Be patient, big man. Do the fucking drill with no ball in your hand. When we get off, go practice the shit. Get your feet to be slower in the beginning. And when I tell you, bro, you're going to make me stand up. Fuck you, you prick.
Yeah, cut your shit off.
Bro. Y'all going to make me stand up.
Cut your shit off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You're fucked.
I got another clip. Ooh, yeah. All right. So,
you
I fucking hate you right now.
All
right.
I like all the white in your house.
Yo, shut up, bro.
It looks like I'm on The Sims, bro. All right, like, bro. This shit lit. I like, got a Sims background over here.
Yo,
get your controller out.
I know y'all see all the sneakers, bro. Check the sneakers out.
See.
All right, bro. Shut up, bro. All right, I'm going to turn around this way, and you're going to see what the fuck I'm talking about. See, now if I start here, hold on. I'm going to make sure I'm lined up correct. Okay. So look, this is you. Butchie, this is you. I'm going to show you what you look like. And I'm going to show you what you're supposed to look like. You go like this, you go. That's what it looks like, okay? Now, if I don't try to get there as fast, and I let this happen, where naturally, when it gets to this point, when it gets to the top, the son of a bitch is going to want to fall, rather than when it gets to the top, it gets pulled down. So, think of it in terms of creating tempo for yourself, where you go, slow, slow, quick, quick, quick. But when you start slow, as it develops, your legs are going to be able to let you catch it. The problem is that when you try to catch it, your arm catches it. Your legs don't. So when it tries to catch it, you want to pull down. So, most of the weight in your left hand, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, small, small, push. And at this point, we are not to get more tense in the bicep. We are to just let this naturally want to do this. I'm in step three right now, right? When I get to step four, that is my power step. That's where Butchie needs to take over, okay? But instead of when I get to this point, Butchie, when you get here, you go, ha! Instead of step four, when you get to the top, four needs to go into the ground, into the ground. When I say step on somebody's neck, you fucking step on it with your right foot, step four to five. So when you get to this point, step four to five should go here, because that's where everything starts to fall into line. That's when the arm catches up. The problem is you don't let that happen. You get to this point and you go, I can't wait to get this ball back to where it was. Instead of saying, oh, we got all day to let this bitch fall, my right leg is going to collapse into the shot, and it's going to be here. And then my left arm is going to balance my body. But this is what you also do. As you get to this point, your left arm is already bailed on it. What happens? The right arm wants to follow when the left arm is over there. So if I'm here, my left arm is in front. Everything is creating parallel lines as it gets there. As I come forward, everything ends in the same place. But if it's getting out of the way too soon, what happens? Right arm wants to trail. So create balance and timing in the beginning, so when you get to the end of it, it is the most comfortable place that you could be when you throw a ball. Now take us out, G, and we'll see you guys next week. K, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Thank y'all for joining the Joel, Jeter, and Butchie show. We are rolling. This is what we do. This is how we get down. We love y'all. Enjoy episode two. Episode one is on Spotify. If you need to find this, see this little name right here, Rolling with Jeter, featuring Joel and Butchie. That's how you find us. We're on Spotify. Apple will be uploaded this weekend. Just waiting on them to send my PSS code. And we will be up on Apple as well. So join us. Next week, we'll be back. We got another episode for y'all. Peace, love, and head grease. Diva's out. Pretty Bull is out of here.
They love you,
and
bye.
Butchie's all gone. Right. Yeah.
Good night.